Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ike DeLock. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third, the left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Als fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Vare Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Als is 0 for 1 in the game. Vare Als hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin strikes out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stang, and towards Verhals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stang scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. 1 out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stang hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair scores. Powell moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Joe Gaines pinch runs for Dick Brown. Bill Daly now pitching. Al Smith pinch hits for Bob Savarin. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino pinch hits for Dean Stone. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.